Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks podcast. As always, I'm John Conner.
I'm Olivia Cornu.
Saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying true crime case. Before we get started, as always, Olivia, my friend, my co-host, my buddy, my pal, how you doing? How is it having power back? What's been going on?
It's going pretty good. You know, it's that time of year where we New Orleanians hate the rainy season, but also this rainy season tries to keep the Gulf at bay so there's not hurricanes, you know? So it's like a love-hate relationship. So yeah, you get these strong little storms that just pop up. They're here for like an hour, 2 hours. They go away, they pop up again. And so you get some power outages. I was at work yesterday and the power went out. I mean, it's just every little place just gets hit. And it was brief, but it was late enough that it was too late to record. But all is well. Came back on. Life was good, but how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just glad that everything's up and running. I know, like I said, I was in Florida recently, so I know down south Louisiana, it's getting hot early. And so when you don't have power and stuff like that, it definitely sucks. So glad your AC, wasn't it last year that your AC just stopped working like forever? You were just,
there was a Saturday morning. I think, was that last year? I think it was last year. Saturday morning, I woke up and it was 80-something degrees in my house.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, the capacitor, I think, is what it's called.
The flux capacitor, like from Back to the Future.
Whatever the capacitor is, I think that's right. The term. If any men listen, or women, I mean, I assume they know, it went out. So that was a very expensive Saturday morning fix. When a regular one, my mom told me that, she's like, yeah, your dad replaced his for $65. Yeah. Oh, that's not what I paid on a Saturday.
Yeah. Well, I'm just glad everything is back up and running. And again, you're staying cool. And I've been good. Father's Day was great. Happy Father's Day to anybody who is listening. If you got a chance to celebrate, it was a good time. Thank you.
I mean, I already told you, but you know.
We talked. Yeah. You know, but we went out for some pizza. And then again, I'm back on my beer kick. So I went crazy. I had two beers with dinner.
Who are you?
Yeah, it's nuts. I was running down Broadway in Nashville with my shirt off. I was like, two beers. So it went pretty good. And then Kara got me tickets to Pilgrimage Music Fest. So we're going to go see John Mayer headline the festival in September. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Maybe he'll sing something like Olivia. That'd be pretty cool. If he does, just, you know, record it. But I doubt he will.
For sure. Come on down. Come. You know, you're always welcome. You can come stay.
I'll be there real soon.
Yeah. For Coldplay.
Trying to decide what days to pick.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're more than welcome whenever. Come on down. But yeah, so it was a good Father's Day. It was a lot of fun. We were actually running a few minutes late to doing this because you were watching the Karen Reed verdict drop tonight. Yeah. And so you were tuning into that. Tell me your thoughts. It's very on brand for the podcast. It's breaking news. So what do you think? We talked a little bit about it before. I think she may have did it, but what do you think?
I don't think she did it, but John is also, the caveat to him thinking she did it, he's behind. He's not caught up on the most recent trial. So tonight was just kind of showing everything that had happened before, the interviews she had had, things she had said, the trial before, the mistrial verdict, and then the new trial has just ended. And she was found not guilty, spoiler alert, but not guilty. She was found guilty of intoxication, but not guilty of the other crimes. And I just think you need to go back and look at the new way that they portrayed this case. And I think you'll change your mind.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I will say, like, if there was two, because I know the first trial was a mistrial and then she went back for this one. And if you were able to present enough reasonable doubt in both cases, you know what I mean? Then like, good for you. You won. Like I admittedly, I started watching the the HBO documentary. And I am at a point in my life now where, you know, if I stay up past a certain time, I'd wake up and then snap my head back, be like, what time is it? Where am I? So I got through the first two episodes, but then I think I had kind of dozed off going into the third. So I will go back and rewatch it. But they were talking about like planting evidence and all the stuff. And what you and I were talking about, and again, I will go back and listen to it, but I do think there's an element of like the most simple scenario a lot of the time seems like probably the one that happened, where, again, is it more likely that she was just driving drunk and smacked into him and didn't realize it, or that like there was a bunch of these cops in the house and they were like, oh, we accidentally killed him and now we got to have a cover up, and, you know, how long does it take to somebody to die in the snow? Because the lady can't spell.
It was a nor'easter, so they were, I mean, they were getting hit bad. Just go back and rewatch it.
Well, that's the part that I remember was her Google search. And it was like, instead of how, it the one of the ladies in the house, it was H-O-S, long to die in the cold or whatever, that she Googled at like 2:47 in the morning.
Have you seen? Yeah, they were out at the bar and that she... just go back and watch. The friends came over. They were trying to figure out where he was. She was calling him, leaving him voicemails, calling friends, calling people that lived in the area. Like, she was in panic, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. She kept calling him a pervert in the voicemails. And I was like,
yeah, because when you get pissed off at somebody, you know you do the same thing.
I've never called Kara angry.
You
would
call Kara a pervert, but you'd be like, listen here, beep, 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 you know, because joke. You
and
know
I
what
get
I mean?
That.
Like,
I get that if you're like,
and they,
you know,
were
hey,
fighting, like they were fighting.
Yes. But in the middle of a fight, no one's ever called me a pervert. I think that just tickled me. Are we fighting right now?
But a disgruntled argument.
She's like, John, where are you? You good pervert. And I was like,
that's the next voicemail I'm going to leave you.
So, oh, geez, so. I'll save it. I'll play it. We have a voicemail. Do you want to hear it? I'll play it on the show. But yes, I will go back and watch it just to give it a fair shake. But from what I saw, I was like, I don't know, man. And what's crazy is either way, she's super likable. That's like...
Well, you know what I think you should do for Sunday's case is this case.
Do this
give
case?
Give us all the details. Yeah, and then we'll talk about it.
All right.
Because it's done now.
Yeah, I might dive into that one. I don't know. Let us know in the Facebook group. Is that something you want us to dive into? Is it, you know, I know it's been all over the news and everything like that. So... are you familiar with the Karen Reed case, or, you know, are you like, that's all I've been watching? Let us know. And maybe we will do a deep dive into it because it'd be interesting to talk about and, you know, kind of break it down a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back to like court TV. No, just kidding.
Right.
I don't even know if it was like a live court TV.
Well, I'll be looking for it on Hulu. So we'll see what's going on with it. But we could talk about the Karen Reed case all day. You actually brought us a case for this week's episode. So what do you say? Should we go ahead and jump on into it? This is weird. We're doing like a full episode on a Wednesday because we were off Monday. So the vibe, it's like we're doing the right thing at the wrong time. You know what I mean? It's a it's got me shaking a little bit. But what do you say? Should we just jump on into it and break it down?
Yes, I think so.
All right, let's do it.
Well, this week we're going to Montana, which is somewhere I aspire to live one day, John. Fun fact about me.
Really? Live there?
Yeah, I want to live off the land, look at the mountains down in a valley, you know, have the rivers flowing. But then it gets into the Arctic tundra, which is why I don't move there.
Are you going to be a homesteader? Are you?
I would love to. I just can't do it alone. I'm like, if I go out to the out west and have my ranch alone, I'll be alone forever.
It's very
hashtag
virgin.
Farmer needs a wife.
It's a very virgin river of you to be like.
I love that show. Thank you.
Hey, listen, there's a reason I called it out. It's because we watch it in this house. So,
however, Mel's a little whiny, but that's just kind of mine and my sister's opinion.
Hey, man, they're both like.
But I'll take a Jack.
Hey, Jack's a hot guy. He was also in The Ring. So that's yeah, he was the boyfriend. Yeah, but. No, I mean, they're both very, both those characters are like, we have to save you. Like, I have to save you. No, I have to save you. We both have so much trauma in there. Exactly. Anyway, again, like Karen Reed, I could talk about Virgin River, hashtag Jackson Man. let's keep getting into this case.
It began as a quiet summer evening in the mountains of southwest Montana. The sun had dipped behind the jagged mountains and the air had cooled into a hush. But deep in the woods near Big Sky, that silence was shattered. A woman was bound, bruised, and terrified, and she was chained to a tree. Somewhere nearby, armed men crouched in the shadows, watching. She had been missing for about 24 hours. Searchers combed the terrain, yelling her name. And two ranch hands from the area, Alan Goldstein and Jim Schwalbe, heard faint sounds in the trees. They pushed deeper into the woods, not knowing they were walking straight into a trap. As they approached the woman, chained and desperate, she screamed out a warning, "They have guns! Stay back!" But there was no time. A gunshot cracked through the trees. One of the men, Dan Nichols, just 18 years old, raised his rifle and shot the woman in the chest. Then his father, 53-year-old Don Nichols, took aim and fired at close range, killing Goldstein instantly. Schwalbe escaped, running for his life through the dark woods. The attackers fled into the wilderness, leaving the injured woman bleeding and alone. She had been shot through the lung. For over 4 hours, she lay in agony, unsure if anyone would come back for her. Her name was Carrie Swenson. Just days earlier, Carrie had been preparing for her next athletic season. At 22, she was a rising star in the world of biathlon, which is the winter sports that combine cross-country skiing and rifle shooting. She had recently taken bronze with Team USA at the World Championships in France. She had finished fifth individually, which was a historic performance for an American. And that summer, she had taken a job at the Lone Mountain Ranch in Big Sky, Montana. She was working as a trail guide while training at altitude. Montana's rugged landscape seemed to be the perfect place to get stronger, but in a cruel twist of fate, it became a place where her life nearly ended. On July 15, 1984, Carrie had gone out for a trail run near Eulories Lake and never returned. Her co-workers raised the alarm, and by nightfall, local volunteers had spread out across the terrain. That's when Goldstein and Schwalbe encountered the Nicholases, and when everything changed. The investigation that followed quickly turned into one of the largest manhunts in Montana's history. Authorities soon identified the attackers, Don and Dan Nichols, a reclusive father and son who had been living off the grid in the Spanish Peaks for years. Don had grown paranoid and delusional over time, rejecting society, government, and modern life. He was convinced that civilization was on the verge of collapse, and he believed it was his duty to find a wife for his son. Carrie had simply been in the wrong place at the wrong time. They had targeted her for abduction, planning to force her into marriage with Dan.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
For 5 months, the Nicholases evaded capture. The wilderness was their home, and they knew how to disappear. Law enforcement teams, bloodhounds, and helicopters swept the mountains. Then in December of 1984, Sheriff Johnny France tracked them near the Bear Trap Canyon. France hiked into the canyon alone, caught them off guard, and arrested both without incident. In 1985, Dan Nichols stood trial first. He was convicted of kidnapping and assault and sentenced to 10 years in prison. He served about 6 before being paroled in 1991. Don Nichols faced trial later that year, charged with murder, kidnapping, and aggravated assault. He was convicted and sentenced to 85 years behind bars. But in 2017, after more than 3 decades in prison, Montana's parole board voted to release Don Nichols at the age of 86. He walked out of prison on August 23rd of that year, free but unrepentant. So where are they now? As for Dan Nichols, he had mostly stayed out of the public eye. He has reportedly struggled to rebuild his life, and while he served less time than his father, his name remains etched in infamy in Montana's wilderness. As for Don Nichols, he lived with family after his release, but his whereabouts today remain largely unknown to the public. As for Carrie Swenson, she did what many couldn't. She came back. Now, just 2 years after the attack, she returned to competition, placing fourth in a world's championship biathlon in Norway. Then she retired from sports and pursued a new path, veterinary medicine. In 1990, she graduated from Colorado State University and subsequently returned to Montana, where she currently resides and works as a veterinarian. She rarely speaks publicly about the attack, but when she does, she's blunt. The Nicholas weren't folk heroes. They weren't mountain men. They were dangerous men who kidnapped, killed, and destroyed lives. And despite everything, Carrie survived. So that's this week's case. What'd you think? And I should say, about this case, my sister gave this as a recommendation.
Awesome. It's a great recommendation because Carrie Swenson is a total badass, first and foremost. This had a real, you know, I'm a movie fan, right? So this had a real like Deliverance / like Wrong Turn horror movie kind of feel. Like, to think that these two dudes were just like, yeah, we're going to stalk you for months and you're going to marry my son, whether you like it or not. And I'm going to tie you to a tree and then just shoot you and leave you for dead. Like, it is crazy. And I can't imagine being those, you know, people involved in the search and rescue, because if you're not familiar with that wilderness, like,
it's
dangerous, expansive. Yeah. I used to get lost in like a nature preserve that was like 2 miles wide behind my neighborhood as a kid. Like, I would end up falling in the creek and come home soaking wet because I was just like, I don't know where I was. You know what I mean? So to think that these guys are like, yeah, we know where everything is and we see you before you see us. You know, it's like that doomsday prepper stuff. It's kind of scary when you think about like the way somebody could do something terrible and then just slip off into such an expansive place.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what the dad is doing right now. I think that killed the three daughters.
Yeah. And as far as I know, there hasn't been any update. I've had a hard time being like, let me look up and see what's going on with that case. Cause that one kind of, it got me pretty hard. But yeah, I mean, if you have those skills, not everybody has those, and it automatically gives you the leg up. I feel like that former police captain that we did too pretty recently, like he also was like, hey, I'm just slipping into the woods. Like, good luck, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if we're talking deadbolt tests, I don't feel like this one's going to go very high for you. But if we're thinking about it, what do you think?
I don't know, man. I think you might be surprised. I would probably put this about a 7.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you think about it, like, Carrie Swenson to them was just an animal. You know what I mean? They were hunting her. They were watching her. They were waiting for the right moment to take her. And when they thought they were caught, they had no problem putting a bullet through her. You know what I mean? And then, again, thankfully, she was strong enough and resilient enough that she wasn't going to let that end, you know, the things that she cared about and what, you know, she dreamed to be, and she kept going. But, you know, it's just scary to think that somebody's out there and is like watching you and you have no idea. And then one day you're just snatched. Like, that's, you know,
it's a big fear of mine.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's going to be any mountain men, you know, looking in my window tonight, but, you know, it's still just scary. You don't know what's going on with other people in their minds at any time. But what about you? Where would you put it?
I'm putting this one high. I was going to give it a 7 or an 8 just for that very reason, because, you know, I'm going to go back to my single gal living. That's a big fear to have Peeping Tom, Peeping Thomas.
Peeping Thomas. Yeah. Use the proper name, please.
Yeah. Go back to episode 5.
Put some respect on the name. It's Peeping Thomas.
But no, that is such a big fear of mine. And then, you know, now I've kind of had a career change, not a career change, but an environment change in where I work. And so it just makes me a little more cautious of people. And, I'm going to say 8. It's terrifying to be kidnapped as a woman, to be shot, to be bound and chained, to be tortured, basically, and then survive and move on and still be a champion and an elite athlete, to go on to get your, you know, a doctorate degree in veterinary medicine and continue your life and live a great life. That is hard, strong work. And she deserves all the praise.
Yeah, 100%. And I will share, I meant to tell you this because I looked this up, by the way. So I want you to know this because somebody had mentioned in the Facebook group as well. But 83% of women who are abducted from their homes done through an open window. So don't sleep with those windows open.
Not if I have to go check every locked window.
Fun fact, I completely made that up. I have no idea.
Did you see me look over like, dang, I've to check all my windows.
But it just goes to show, if you say something with confidence, people will believe you. So,
I have not need any more tasks tonight or thoughts running in my head why I can't sleep.
Well, somebody posted in the Facebook group that they were, I believe they said they were cleaning their house and forgot that they had left their windows open. They were like, oh, gotta close them. So they were like, we almost pulled an Olivia. So gotta make sure you got those windows closed. I'm just trying to give you ammunition.
I feel like I've had my windows open once this year. It went from like cool, cold, Arctic tundra, 3 days of snow to 95 degrees.
Well, I will tell you, Carissa, who is a member of our Facebook group, she was like, open those windows. She's like,
yeah, that's where I learned to do it in Iowa, where supposedly it was safe and people didn't lock their doors. I don't know if that's still the case. It's been a decade, but
yeah. But she was like, leave them open. Put out some cookies for them.
You just breathe crisp, fresh air all night. I mean, nothing better. Why? I want to live on my ranch.
Well, hopefully you get your Virgin River someday. I'm pulling for you. I'm
waiting for my jack.
Good Wi-Fi so we can
keep podcasting.
Well, that is where we fall on the deadbolt test for this week's case. I'm coming in at a 7. Olivia's putting it at an 8. But as always, we want to hear from you, the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does the kidnapping of Carrie Swenson fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at CheckTheLocksPod. You can find us on Twitter, CheckTheLocks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, what the heck are you doing? Come hang out with us. We would love to get the opportunity to spend some time with you. And Olivia, you know we love to hear from our listeners. We want to hear what you think, what your thoughts are on the show. You can leave us a Spotify comment. You can send us an email. But what really helps us out are Apple Podcast reviews. So Olivia, if somebody wants to leave us a 5-star review, what's the best way to do that?
They need to go to the Apple Podcast app, go to our show's homepage, scroll all the way down where you see all 5 stars, light them up, leave us a little love, tell us what you think about the podcast, what you like, what you don't like, what we could do better. You know, we'll take those too, but let us know what you think.
That's right. Olivia always says it best, so I don't have to. That's Apple Podcasts. Click those stars. Leave that review. You can find a link to do that in the description of the episode that you're listening to right now. Again, those reviews super help us out to get us into other shows, recommendations, things of that nature. So, you know, if you have the time, if you leave us a review, it would mean the world. And if you've already left one, just know we appreciate you very, very much. And Olivia, this is the part of the show where we normally talk about the Patreon. And if you want to support us financially, you can definitely do that. But I want to take a moment because I know one of the members of our community, somebody that we care about very much, and I'm not going to say their name. You know, I don't want to put anybody on blast if they don't want it to be out there publicly or anything like that. But a member of our family lost their fur baby. And, you know, that's a really hard thing to go through. And I know that this listener, this member of our family, I mean, cared about this animal immensely. So I just wanted to put it out there. Please keep this person in your thoughts. You know, it's a hard time. It really is, you know, like losing a family member. I know Bradley, one of our dogs, is an old lady. And realistically, I know she doesn't have all that much time left. And I know when she passes, I'm going to be a mess. So I just can't imagine what you're going through. Olivia, I'm sure you feel the same way.
I mean, my pets are my children. They are those are my children. I birthed them. So yeah, I can't imagine, and I don't like to think about the day that that will happen, because these are my adult children, you know, my children that I've had as an adult.
Yeah. And, you know, if we're getting this upset just thinking about it, like I said, I can't imagine what it's like going through it. So we just wanted you to know that we love you, our hearts are going out to you.
I'm thinking about
and,
you.
Yeah, and just, you know, please just send positive vibes if you're listening, because I'm sure in a time like this, you could use them. So, that is all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you're subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week with another truly terrifying true crime case, but until then, don't forget to
check the locks.
See you next week.